Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a word and motivation, Lord, in our hearts, Lord, relevant to your love, relevant to your plan for us, relevant for your plan for our family and for this world, Lord. Your kingdom come, your will be done in Jesus' name. Thank you for light for the night, blessings for the curses, answers for the problems. God, thank you, Lord. We got a wonderful God, wonderful provision in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 16, verse 10 and 11. If Timothy comes, see to it that you put him at ease so that he has nothing to fear in regard to you. For he is devotedly doing the Lord's work just as I am. So allow no one to treat him with disdain as if he were inconsequential, but send him off quarterly and speed him on his way in peace so that he may come to me, for I am expecting him to come along with the other brothers.
Hallelujah. I just see the scripture is talking about brotherly love and family love towards our co-workers, towards our fellow Christians. And that's the whole thing. You know, I had a problem with the church, not the church, just certain believers. Yeah, and so when the Lord called me, he says, "Now, Trevor, you go be the example out there. You know, you so wanted them. Why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? Now, you go do it." So we called to a holy calling to be separated unto the Lord. And being separated unto the Lord, and that we need to show love and favor and encouragement and be uplifting and motivational for the people around us. Sorry, back to how I was. And then the Lord showed me in the scripture, do good to all people, especially the household of faith. So God has got a special place for the household of faith. You know, many times as the household of faith, we're not where we'd like to be or where the world would like us to be, but we need to be in the center of God's will, staying in tune with him. So the encouragement here is just the body of Christ is his bride, and he's got big plans to raise his body up, just as Jesus was God's plan for the world, was and is and will be always God's plan for the world. And so we need to know that the body, the bride, is there to be the sons of God that creation is waiting for, eagerly waiting for. So we need to encourage one another. We need to pray that this body turns, the body, the bride turns their eyes to Jesus and hears from him and walks with him and is not in adulterous relationship in any way. And what I just see here this morning, and that, you know, as brothers of the faith, we are privileged to see what we see, hear what we hear, and we mustn't take it for granted. We must share it and encourage it, because this is where light comes to the world, when the body wakes up to this mighty, wonderful love that's available in Jesus, and show it to your brothers and sisters around you. Be the light in the darkness, the river in the desert, the answer that you like to see. You be that answer. You be that blessing, not a problem. Light, not darkness. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come and everything has been made available. Open your heart. Open your eyes and open your mouth, bringing light and life into this world in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.